Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20. Jesus said, "I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them." The church is not just a gathering of people who respect Jesus, like a Jesus Appreciation Society, where people meet to say how much he means to them. It's infinitely more than that, because when his followers come together, Jesus is actually present. That means that incredibly powerful things can happen when we meet. The key to our meetings is unity. The Greek word that's used here for agreeing, symphoniosin, gives us the English word symphony, which means to agree in sound or to be in harmony with one another. God longs to bless us powerfully, but that can only happen when our thinking is in line with one another and with his will. Unity is always of crucial importance for the people of God. By unity, we don't mean uniformity, in which everyone thinks and acts in the same way. Uniformity actually militates against true unity, which depends upon each individual bringing their different gifts and perspectives. Unity occurs when we all look together to God and find our place of meeting in him. Psalm 133 describes the desirability of this kind of unity in a beautiful way. It says, "How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony, for harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion, and there the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life everlasting." These words would have been sung by pilgrims as they made their way up to worship God in Jerusalem. As we meet together with other Christians, whatever the context and however many people are present, Jesus is with us in the power of his Spirit. We should be really excited at what he will be able to do amongst us. So let me ask you a question. When have you experienced the power of Christian unity? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the gift of unity. Please give us the determination and strength to maintain it. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company S.I. and its operating company 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.